Surge Up with Dave Davidson. I'm redeeming the time, talking to my dad, kind of making some podcasts. You never know what he's going to say, so, and you never know what I'm going to ask him. We're just sitting here, and he doesn't know I'm going to ask him this. So, Dad, I'm going to ask you, what would be the dumbest idea for a reality TV show? So dumb that it shouldn't be on air, but also so dumb you think people would watch it and it would actually make the air, and then when it did, you could make fun of it. Just think of a premise. Are you thinking of one? Think of one. You got these shows on hoarders. You got a guy who catches catfish with his bare hands. You got Honey Boo Boo. You got people with beards. You got dating shows. You got mating shows. You got real estate shows. Dad, what would be a dumb reality television show you think people would be so stupid enough to watch?
Just having people watch somebody sitting around eating potato chips and eating natural peanut butter like me. That would be pretty boring.
So did you just kind of mysteriously and underhandedly pitch yourself for a reality show, Dad?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so let's work with this. Okay, so guys sitting around eating potato chips and eating natural peanut butter. Okay, so now let's name this show. All right? What would be a name of the show?
The Natural Show.
Now, see, the Natural Show would either be like a fly fishing show or a guy who, you know, had his bowels really regular with fiber. Can you add, like, potato chips or peanut butter to that? I mean, come on, Dad. Okay, that's take one. What's take two on your reality show?
I don't know. I'll have to think about some of this.
I think that's part of the show. So in one episode, you're eating chips. Do you put the peanut butter on the chips, or is like the peanut butter to the side? Because if we're going to pitch this, we need to know where the peanut butter is.
I just eat the peanut butter out of the jar with my little fork.
With your fork. I'm glad you added fork, because I'm thinking that once it got down an inch or so, it would be hard to lick that out of there. So you got a fork, and then the potato chips. Go ahead, Dad. Tell us what kind of potato chips you like. Give them free advertising. If they've won you over as a customer, we can plug them on our show, and they might result to literally another bag of potato chips from that company being sold. Go ahead. Give us a plug.
I like sour cream and onion, but I like a lot of sour cream. It's too bad that they can't make fresh cream. You buy it in the stores, it's soured.
That's a shame. That might be something, if you had a show on TV, that you could bring more awareness to that and have like fresh cream chips. So, okay, I asked you for a brand. You told me a genre. That's okay. You're kind of old. Let's talk about the brand name of peanut butter. I know that you're very picky about peanut butter. You use natural peanut butter. The oil separates. Tell us what brand you use, Dad, and then also tell us about the oil. Some people don't even know about this. They get such crappy peanut butter, they don't even know about this oil separation phenomenon.
Yeah, well, you want to buy the Smucker's peanut butter.
Excuse me, this is a family show. Just watch your language. Go ahead, Dad, and tell us about the name of the company that gives you the peanut butter you like. Go ahead, try that again.
Smucker's. With a name like Smucker's, beep, you know it's good. Smucker's. Beep. With oil on the top because it's not hydrogenated, chemically speaking. Also, there's some other good natural peanut butters. Even Aldi has organic peanut butter with oil on the top. But I still like Smucker's the best.
Well, Dad, we got a text message from Aldi. We appreciate you plugging them. They want you to be their spokesperson. We got 20 seconds. Dad, you've used Aldi bags as your briefcase for years. Last tip, how do you just keep using bags of Aldi's? 20 seconds.
Well, it's not easy. But anyway, I would like to say, as far as Aldi's, is that a lot of times I'll check the eggs out, and you can get 13 eggs in a carton of 12.
Rock on. Surge up. God bless. Baker's Dozen Eggs. Take care.